Yeah, I think the whole country was in the same boat. Speaking to a lot of friends around the country, everybody struggled with the heat, but at the same time, it led to some good, exciting rugby.
It's a lot for your fitness as well, really, because you came on strong in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, all the games we've played for a full 80, and we've actually snatched a couple of wins, as always, in the last sort of 5-10 minutes. So we know we're capable of playing 80, but then those temperatures did test us.
After the previous week at Sheffield, important, of course, you got the right result here.
Yeah, especially with such a young side. Big knock of confidence, having had 4 wins and then the loss. We really need to get the show back on the road, and we've now done that.
Chris, real weekend, really the road to Hull?
Yeah, 4 hours plus on the bus to get up there and face what is quite a senior side. They're big lumps, they're ex-championship and premiership players. And it was a test last year, and I'm sure it'll be a test again.
In the early stages of the season, admittedly, but they are third from bottom at the moment, although you were making the point that they've earned a few bonus points along the way.
Yeah, I think they've picked up 6 bonus points so far in the 6 games, which means they're within a score of the opposition. So, again, we'll have to work for the full 80 and try and put them to bed.
What particular aspects pleased you last weekend, then, against Harrogate?
Well, it took a half, really, to build our confidence again, but we were in control within that half. And then second half was the time where we exploited the weaknesses. We'd obviously had a look at them. We realised their pack weren't quite up to it. So we were able then to play them into the corners and go back to type, as it were, and work through the front five to get 5 tries.
In the first half, I thought it underlined how essential it is not to give away penalties, because their kicker was on pretty good song, to be fair.
Yeah. I think that comes with the confidence and a bit of nerves. You know, you often give away penalties when necessarily you don't have to, and you can back your defence, which again was pleasing at times. We went about 9 phases at one point just defending around the halfway line, and they had to kick the ball into touch, which is a win defensively.
So Hull then, as I say, third from bottom, but you're not reading too much into that, presumably, especially given the long trip.
No, long trip, and like I say, a lot of experienced boys up there, so now it's cooling off. They might just fancy the chances and get their tails up and give us a really good game.
Look at the league table. Is it sort of vaguely panning out as you thought it would do?
No, there's no form whatsoever. It's everyone's beating everyone at the moment, and luckily we're keeping our heads above the melee in the middle. But I don't think you'll have any form until the sort of grounds get softer and we get later on into the autumn.
Your squad, how do you think you'll be adapted? How do you think you'll adapt, rather, when it comes to that, when the pitches get heavier?
Well, our heavy artillery is coming back now and getting fitter. The likes of Anthony Marfell had a good game on Saturday. Paul Holland, as you know, is Paul Holland at number 8 and is a strong ball carrier and can play in wet or dry. So I think we'll be all right. You know, we need to tighten up our mauling play, but we haven't looked at the technique of that much in training at all. We've just been trying to get our patterns of play and attacking play. So with a bit of a ramp up in training, I'm sure we'll cope just fine.
Squad-wise, then, I appreciate it's still sort of relatively early days before the weekend, but how do you think you're looking?
No, I think we're okay. No real injuries. Hopefully, we've got the headache of welcoming Jimmy Norris back into the squad in the centres or on the wing. And up front, everything stays the same, I think. No injuries, so we're quite happy with that.
Not a bad headache to have, though, really.
No, nice. That's, you know, it's never a problem. It's just a joy to have those discussions and find a combination.